Let's go.
National Signing Day vibes.
Yes.
How about huge. That? We are DMVR Buffs Prime Time, presented by Illegal Pete's. Check out any of their 10 Colorado locations. Happy hour 3 to 6 p.m. every single day. Jake Schwanitz, RK. It's already been a hell of a day.
It has been. I don't even know where to start. There's so many great things that happened today. I guess we start with where we just came from.
Exactly.
And why, yes, there was no Nuggets talk, but we were 3 minutes late. 3 measly minutes.
We were. But we've been right on time for almost everything. We walked in the press conference. Literally, yes. Coach Prime walks in.
We almost learned a lesson the hard way. Coach Prime started his presser 5 minutes early. Yep. We got there 5 minutes before that, so we were safe. But I was thinking, like, just so you guys know, every coach I've ever covered is late to every press conference. So I was like, when we showed up 10 minutes early, I'm like, oh, well, we're going to end up being 20 minutes early because right. every coach is 10 minutes late. Not Coach Prime. 5 minutes early.
No, sir. People are still finding out about Coach Prime.
Yes, learn something new every day.
The press conference. I don't think it was as notable, I guess, as the introductory one. I guess makes sense. But yeah,
he was a little sick. He blamed it on Texas.
That's right, yeah.
He's like, I'm sick, but it's not because it's cold in Colorado. Right?
Yep. First thing he said, I love Boulder, Colorado.
I really feel that. Like, I can feel the love.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, and he mentioned how he can feel the love from the community, but, like, I can feel the love from Coach Prime, Bucky, everyone. Like, it does feel like they truly have embraced the community and are enjoying it here. And you know, how could you not?
Right.
It's an incredible place. But I think there was a lot of doubt as to whether or not Coach Prime, who's, you know, lived most of his life, if not all of it, well, most of his life in the South.
Right.
You know, everyone is worried about the cold, all that stuff. They've said multiple times. We even had Lil Wayne last night saying that it's not that cold in Colorado.
And it was like 20 degrees at that point, too.
He was wearing the, like, balaclava covering his whole head. And he was like, I don't actually think I need this. It's not that cold.
I actually haven't watched that yet. So I got some homework to do. But that, we learned. Go ahead.
That just, like, kicked me. Like, I want to listen to some Wheezy today.
Yeah. Throwback to high school.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sitting in a garage, smoking hookah, listening to Lil Wayne.
Oh, what a vibe. But we learned some things today. Maybe not the most crucial information in the world, but Coach Prime gave us some details on this year's signing, National Signing Day class, I guess. 7 recruits from Florida. And that is significant because that is the most recruits from any state in this year's class. And Coach Prime is not done yet. He wants to double that.
He does. And I love that. Like, I love how he said, I love my Florida boys.
Yep.
You know, that's where he's from. He has unlimited connections in the state of Florida. Obviously, a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Cachet.
Yep.
Amongst the people there, you know, especially those that live there. And have since he went to Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
It's endless. And, oh, it just happens to be an insane recruiting hotbed.
Yep.
I love it. You know, we got the vintage. We have to do this every single signing day where someone asks him, but what about Colorado?
Right.
Which, like, anyone who knows me knows I am the most biased person towards anything Colorado that there could possibly be, except for high school recruits. And I wish Coach Prime would have just said, yeah, if there's great players, we want them.
Right.
But I don't care where they're from.
Yep.
Which is the truth. 16 states in this recruiting class.
Yep.
They got them from everywhere. So I'm not anti-recruiting Colorado. I am anti-recruiting Colorado just to recruit Colorado and say, like, oh, we got players from Colorado. If there's not great players from Colorado, or if for whatever reason there's only a couple and they want to go elsewhere, I don't care if there's a class with 0 kids from Colorado in it. I really don't.
Yeah, especially now. I mean, just look at where Coach Prime is pulling these players from. You already said 16 different states. The number goes up to 18 when you factor in countries. I know we've got the London boys. What's the other country, though? Do you know?
2 countries, the United States and London.
Oh, so we're just counting.
Sorry, England.
Okay, we're just counting United States.
2 days in a row I've said a city as a country. But at least I corrected myself this time.
Well done, Ryan. 42 overall recruits, 47 2023 newcomers, and this number stood out the most to me, 67 recruits in Boulder last weekend for Junior Day.
This is the number that stood out the most to me, 47 newcomers. 67 at junior days is insane.
That's wild.
I mean, I just can't even wrap my mind around that. But remember we sat here, Jake, and we said, how many players can he really turn over?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we said the cap was around 40.
Yep.
Once again, we set the expectations too low for Coach Prime, and he's got 47. And my personal favorite quote of the press conference, he said, we're not done. This is just a pause. Oh, yeah. This is just a comma. Because as soon as those guys get into spring practice and some guy realizes, oh, they're trying to move me from end to tackle, or they're trying to move me from guard or from tackle to guard or whatever, or I'm third on the depth chart here at Alabama, guys are going to start hitting the portal and Coach Prime's going to be, you know, waiting with open arms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talked about it. There's the transfer portal has its phases. And once we kind of get through signing day and we get moving on to spring football, that's a whole other phase, especially after the spring game, not only for recruits potentially to come in, but with what so many people are concerned about, eventually people are going to leave and spring day is going to, we're going to learn a lot because of that spring game.
Yes.
So, the spring game officially announced too.
Yes.
We were right. April 22nd.
Great scoop.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
April 22nd. And it does sound like they're going to sell tickets. Someone in the comments I already saw asked, how do we get tickets? I don't think that information is out yet.
Yeah.
But at the same, like, it'll be out. I was told, I don't know. I hope this is another situation of underselling Coach Prime, underestimating Coach Prime. I don't think they expect to sell out quite yet.
Really?
Yep.
What do you want to add any insight?
I just, in terms of what I was told they're expecting.
Huh. Okay. Tickets are going to be $10 for the spring game. They will go on sale February 13th. Spring practices officially start on March 19th with the game, of course, on April 22nd. So a little over a month's time for this team to get on the field and start to figure itself out. We'll be on it, though. We'll let you guys know as soon as we know where you can go to buy the tickets. I'm sure it's some way through the official CU site, or maybe they took our suggestion. You donate $10 to the Buffs for Life NIL Collective.
There we go. Make it 20.
There you go.
I was so trying to think, like, for myself. I'm not the barometer for everyone. I was trying to think, like, what's a number they could put on the spring game that would make me not go? And I was like, I think it would have to be triple digits.
Yeah.
If they were like, it's $80 to go to the spring game, I wouldn't be like, guess I can't go.
Well, they're throwing, like, a whole event for it, too. Right. There's going to be, I can't remember which field they said, but they're going to be having like events for family and people.
Kids can meet the players.
Exactly.
Get autographs and all that stuff.
Yeah. So it's going to be a whole event. It's going to be exciting. Of course, going to be there.
It's crazy because like in the past, you're like getting autographs from, you know, players that you think are cool or whatever. Now you're going to be getting autographs from like future NFL stars.
Literally. Yeah. Shedeur Sanders. Yes. Travis Hunter. Kermani McClain. Speaking about Kermani McClain, we got a signature today.
What a great thing to wake up to.
He is officially a Buff, and we didn't have to wait long at all.
No.
As soon as I woke up, it was right there.
First thing I saw as well.
Yep. So his mom put out the tweet. I'm going to try and find it real quick. A lot's happened today, I tell you what. She says, it was a pleasure meeting a lot of good people through this process. No one knows the details of who, why, and what happened. This is Kormani's blessing from God. So today, in parentheses, we signed, sealed, and delivered. Congratulations, son, at Kermani McClain to go see you, Buffs.
What a day, man.
Yep.
What a day. And just another one of those things that's like, it gets a little bit lost in the shuffle because obviously we knew it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But there was always going to be, you know, I'm sure he got calls in the last couple of days from different schools. So it's always a battle, even once you get a commitment. And it's just a special day when you sign a 5-star recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Prime said it, first ever class with 2 5-star recruits if you include transfers at an important position. Oh, that was notable. Coach Prime, you know where I was going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Prime talking about how he likes to build the defense from the outside in.
Yep.
And I thought his reasoning behind it was very sound. You know, you always hear, we got to build inside out. He said, start with the corners, then go to the pass rush, then go inside. Makes perfect sense to me because if you can cover, you can rush. If you can rush, you can cover.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do those two things, you can play defense really well.
Yep, and then you just need speed at safety and at linebacker in the middle of the field. Just funnel everything in, and man, you're cooking with gas.
Speaking of speed at linebacker.
Yes. Should we tell them about Demoy Kennedy?
Yes.
We should. But first, I'm going to tell you guys about our friends over at Jive Hive. That's JiveHyve.com. A virtual dispensary on wheels offers the convenience, low pricing, and privacy you would want to deliver wherever you are, no matter what your occupation is. They'll deliver straight to your work, to your house, if you've been at home partying. As JiveHyve.com. Don't drive, Jive Hive.
Look, it's right up
there.
There
it is.
You.
There's your QR code available in all those locations. Monument, Fountain. You can see them on the screen.
Jive Hive has been homies too. They've been like
flipping
our ads, tweeting them out, responding to all of our stuff on Twitter. So that's cool. I always love when one of our partners like actually looks at it as a partnership, not just a transaction.
Sure. Yep. How about Illegal Pete's then? Talking about partnerships.
Dude, I'm so hungry. This is actually messed
okay,
up.
Okay, I literally haven't eaten today yet.
I haven't either.
Well, I guess I know where we're going.
I had a protein shake this morning. That's what I'm working with.
I had a banana and a Red Bull so far. So
I think you've got me beat. You got some like potassium in there.
I guess. I needed something.
I did also have a venti cold brew.
Ah.
This is a bad day for my body, yeah, for sure.
I know. Well, I kind of accepted that once I realized it was National Signing Day. But shout out to Legal Pete's, 10 Colorado locations, happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. every day. Tons of options on the menu. We love them. We'll see them soon.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Maybe in like 45 minutes.
Literally. let's talk about him then. Demoy Kennedy, I guess the newest buff, maybe not technically since a bunch of guys are signing today, but the latest announcement, he is joining from Alabama, was a 4-star 2020 recruit, suffered a season-ending injury last year, but was a special teams ace and even played some running back for the Tide.
Wow. Jake, this was my wish.
It was,
my wish came true. A bunch of people tweeted at me today, which I love when people who like watch the show then interact with us on Twitter.
Yep.
But this is what I've been asking for. It's the one position where I was a little bit unsure about what they were working with, what they were going to put on the field to start the season, you know. And we can go back to our projected starters, like to me, it's like Demoy Kennedy, put him in.
Yep.
So long as he's healthy, which from what I've heard, it sounds like season for sure, but maybe even a little bit before that, which would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
He is everything that I've been asking for: speed at linebacker,
yes,
tenacity at linebacker, instincts at linebacker, and just overall athleticism. And I think, and I've said this before, but when you have game-changing athletic linebackers in college football, it's just like a cheat code for your defense.
Yep.
And it's not like the NFL as much where you can't put smaller guys out there because they're just going to get swallowed up. You can play small at linebacker in college football if you have guys who can tackle. And if they can fly, then, you know, it's like a cheat code in coverage and, you know, you're getting sideline to sideline and all this stuff. Demoy Kennedy, if we went back to like the original, if we went back in time and we looked at all the transfers that came in and said rank them, he would have been in my top five.
For sure. You know, you look at Georgia, you look at N'Kobe Dean, you look at Roquan Smith. They have pretty similar measurements to Demoy Kennedy, who is 6'3", 220 pounds. And if those are your measurements and you're playing linebacker, you got to have instincts. You got to have speed. You got to have coverage ability.
You got to be a dog.
And you got to be a dog. Coach Prime talked a lot about that today. He was making me laugh with his dog quotes today. Can't wait to rewatch today's press conference. So we think Demoy Kennedy starts.
Health willing.
Okay.
Yep. And I don't just mean like he has to be healthy for week one. I think that he has – it's if he's like – he's got to be at least ready for fall camp to be starting week one. Now, we talk about with our other projected starters who's starting, you know, week 11.
Mm-hmm.
I think he will be.
We'll see. I mean, linebacker's been completely rebuilt. You have Jeremiah Brown, Levante Bentley, our guy Morgan Pearson,
yep.
Kofi Taylor-Barracks.
And here's something about this very specific transfer. It could be a huge barometer for things to come because – at Alabama, if you get hurt, you might just be done.
Literally.
Like, legit.
Yeah.
Because by the time you're healthy, there's three more guys who are probably rated higher than you who are just as talented, if not more talented, that have come in to replace you. And now, you know, you obviously aren't going to be 100% immediately, and you're just fighting an uphill battle. So I think that if this one works out, it could end up being a pipeline of players who essentially got hurt at Alabama, got recruited over, need a new home, and, you know, worked out for Des Moines. I'll try it out with Coach Prime as well.
For sure. And the first Alabama commit? Is this the first Alabama player to come and join Coach Prime's team?
It is.
And so...
Charles Kelly effect.
Yep. Not stealing recruits, but through the portal, you're already seeing Charles Kelly and some of those relationships come into play.
Absolutely.
It's massive, man. This defense is fast.
Yes.
They are going to be very quick. I mean, it's literally going to be like watching a different team. It is a different team. Yeah.
When all is said and done, so we had three, I think, one on defense and two on offense returning from last year's team.
For
when we did our projected starters.
Oh, yeah. I think it was, so we had the two linemen.
And then someone on
Trevor
defense.
Trevor Woods. That's all we had.
Which it might not even be Trevor. It might be Shiloh.
Right.
So when all is said and done, you might have two out of 22 max that are returning. It's like watching a different team. It is literally watching a whole entire different team.
We already talked about this, but Coach Prime obviously saying CU ain't done yet. We're going to have to do a whole new episode for transfer wish list.
Yes. Yes. I can't wait for another transfer wish list episode. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in spring practice. They're starting March 19th, he said.
I believe that was the date, yes.
So, you know, right around then is when you'll start to see guys filtering out, and then we can do our new transfer wish list.
All right, let's talk about this guy. Brandon Baker, he has been...
Saw the tweet.
He has been tweeting and hyping up CU fans a lot today, 15 minutes ago. Boulder gang, talk to me. What's the word?
Dang. He also tweeted this morning, Buffs fans, I got something for you real soon.
Yep.
What is happening?
He's just teasing us. I think we know what's going to happen.
I think we do too.
He coming.
Speaking of he coming, great story from Coach Prime today.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about where that all originated from.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, Rick was trying so hard and so many people in the Buffs world were trying hard to court Coach Prime to come to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick really didn't know what was happening. Like, are we getting them or not?
Yep.
And in Coach Prime's word, he said, I was having dinner at a place in Jackson, and God told me it's time. So I called Rick George and said, I'm coming. He said that Rick was expecting him to say, like, is there a but? Is there a what? Mm-hmm. And he was just like, nope, I'm coming. It's done.
Coach Prime's amazing.
Can you imagine what that felt like for Rick George on the other end of that call?
He probably just wanted to jump with joy, jump through the roof of the building at that moment.
I can only compare it to a similar experience at a much lower level for me. Not any diss to this person, but Ryan Green, who you and I went up to Boulder with, and he'll have some content out on the channel here soon. When I was trying to recruit him to come to us from CBS4, you know, like it might as well have been like a coach. I had dinner with him, drinks, you know, giving him the good word, telling him everything. He was like, all right, I got to think about this. Kind of felt like he might not come. And then legitimately he called me and he was like, let's do it. I'm ready.
Let's go.
Just like, yes. I was in New Orleans and I was just like, let's go.
That's amazing. Shout out to our guy, RG. We're going to see a lot from what he captured today. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot to talk about. I guess we'll round out the official announcements and then we'll talk about Ellis Robinson after that. So Miles Slusher was announced on the CU Buffs, Twitter and Instagram as officially joining the team. Leonard Payne from Fresno State, same thing, officially announced joining the team. Our guy Yusuf Mugarbil. I still don't know how to say his last name.
You got to just say it confidently.
Mugarbil.
There you go.
It was announced. We also had Cormani McLean, of course. Kuvassier Smoke was announced. And I believe that was it. So Ellis Robinson committed to Georgia today. Mm-hmm. We have a whole year of this still.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it?
I'm happy for Georgia fans that they get to have this one for a few minutes before he eventually comes to the Buffs.
Do you think he flips?
Yes. Of course he flips.
Wow.
Of course he flips. By signing day next year, early signing day, mm-hmm. Coach Prime will have flipped the top corner in the country on signing day for the third year in a row.
Yep. We'll see, man. He still hasn't visited yet, so he can do that. We still have a whole season. If CU is a legitimately good football team, that's going to elevate them in the minds of a lot of recruits.
What's going to happen when he comes to Boulder for CU Nebraska?
They better have a ton of recruits that weekend. Have to.
Yes.
Bring the whole modern day football team that weekend.
Absolutely.
We'll squeeze them in somehow.
Just make sure you tell them no red allowed.
Yes. That'll be hard for modern day kids, too.
I know. That's what I mean.
Well, we can just give them some CU gear. That'll fix that. What else do we have? We have Juwan Johnson on Saturday. I think that's really it in terms of official announcements today.
Okay.
I want to tell the people that we shook hands and talked to Neely, Darius, and Bucky today.
Yes, that was huge.
Yep.
You guys have been asking so much for us to get any of those three guys on the show. We had a chance to, you know, rub shoulders with them a little bit today. Mm-hmm. And that was the first thing I told them. I was like, our commenters want you on our show so badly.
Yep.
Of course, we want you on our show on as well, but everyone's blowing you up. And Darius was like, oh, I've actually had some of my commenters talking about DNVR as well, which was cool. So a big hurdle cleared in the path to getting those guys on the show. Three just super great dudes. Can't wait to have them down here. I know some of you know this, but like, you know, we have we're right above a bar/restaurant. We'll have them down, treat us some food and drinks.
Yep.
Have them on the show. It should be great.
Can't wait. So we're working on that for you guys. Same with Adam. So we're trying. We're going to have guests a lot more, I think, as we move through the off season. You guys forgot about the wide receiver kid from Cali you guys got today.
Ryan Wingo?
Did we get Ryan Wingo?
I haven't seen it.
Throw the name in the comments, because off the top of my head, I can't remember. I don't know. It's been kind of a wild day.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind.
All right, then. Before we get to your guys' questions today, I'm going to tell you about our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. They are running, what is it, free parlay bets or something until the 6th?
I don't know. Tell me.
I don't have my training wheels, so I can't tell you. But shout out DraftKings Sportsbook. Sign up with code DNVR.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
It's the early win tokens. Is that what you were talking about?
Oh.
Where someone was... Oh, geez. Hold on. Someone was telling me about this last night, that on DraftKings now, there's a bunch of tokens that you can use for... If an NBA team gets up 10 points and you bet on them, you automatically win. So you don't even have to see the game through. They did it for the NFL a couple times, but they had to get up 7, and it was actually, like, great. Won a bunch of bets on that. They also, of course, have the $200 in free bets for being a new user.
All right. There you go. Shout out DraftKings Sportsbook. Sign up with code DMVR. Place any moneyline bet on the NBA with $5, and you can win up to $200. Could you throw that back up for me?
Oh my god.
Alyssa, I'm sorry.
Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Also shout out to our friends over at Bacchus and Shanker. I can do this one without my training wheels. Bacchus and Shanker wins for Colorado families. Best part about them, they offer no fees to speak with them about their case. And they will not charge you any fees unless they win money for you. They've won over $1 billion for Colorado families.
Unreal.
Call them over at 222-2222. Shout out Box and Shanker. Shout out to all of our friends or sponsors today.
Oh, yeah.
Questions? Jake with no hat. I've been getting a lot of this today.
The hair's looking great, bro. I feel like you've been hiding it from us.
Man, I had the opportunity to wear a hat every day for work, so I haven't been passing it up. Oh my gosh.
Everyone's talking about the drip.
Thank you.
I saw someone said, where's RK's suit?
Yeah, where is your suit?
I was the OG of dressing up for press conferences.
Yeah?
But I've moved past that part of my life.
I've seen some old BSN videos with you all dressed up to the nines.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Marie.
Thankfully, I work for a company not only that makes our own t-shirts, which makes it really easy to wear t-shirts to work, but keeps things casual. And I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. I believe in talking about sports the way that normal people talk about sports, which is not dressed up. Yep. Not to knock you, because you're looking fresh, and I appreciate, you know, looking clean for a press conference.
Nice. But
in general, I like the fact that we, you know, sit on couches and chairs and talk about sports over a beer. That's what people do.
Exactly. Shout out to Mama. Mama got me to dress up today.
There you go.
Thanks, Mama.
Love it.
Awesome, Jake. Asking Coach Prime a question. Jake looking dapper. Great question today, Jake, from Ivy League. Yeah, so I asked Coach Prime about Dylan Edwards and about his role. I don't feel like we learned too much from it, but we got some nuggets from it. More specifically, that Coach Prime said, obviously, they value his speed and they're going to use him in a variety of ways, but that he might be working with the wide receivers.
Yes. Something we've talked about.
Yep.
And it was one of my first, because, you know, I was obviously like hot on Dylan Edwards when we found out about Sean Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my first feelings watching the Sean Lewis offense was like, oh my God, if you get Dylan Edwards out here into this slot position, he could just go crazy. Like, it's all about getting the ball to players in space. And you could line up Dylan Edwards anywhere and just get him, you know, get him a quick little screen, a little bubble, whatever it may be, a tunnel screen. There's so many options to get players the ball in space, and he is so electric with the ball in his hands. You can do this with any of them, really. You could do this with Dylan. You could do this with Travis. You know, whoever you want to get the ball in their hands, this offense is built to just get it to him easily and then let them go make a move. If you watch that Sean Lewis film, you'll see so many touchdowns, which are created by, you've got 2-on-2 on the outside. You get a screen out to one of them. The wide receiver takes care of his block, and then it's just the player with the ball in his hands versus one guy. Yep. And if you can beat that guy, it's a touchdown.
Yep. I'm so excited for this offense. I'm so excited for Dylan Edwards. I can't even wait for the season. But the spring game, I'm really intrigued to see how it looks. Everyone else is going to see, too. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Next question. One for you from our guy, Tyler Brown. Best Wheezy lyric or song?
The lyrics, there's too many to pick from. The song that I'm on right now is Let the Beat Build.
Okay.
That goes hard. Real G's Moving Sounds Like Lasagna. But I don't think that was originally Lil Wayne who had. I think someone actually, like an OG rapper, had that first.
I don't know. I don't listen to rap. I'm sorry. Next question.
What do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of like metalcore, alternative, emo.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right. I honestly listen to everything. I had a phase with that. I like country. I like hip hop.
I mean, I'm not like a hater. Like, yeah. I hate country. Sorry. But I mean, I'll listen. My brother's like huge into hip hop and stuff, and I like what he throws on. So I don't know. I've been trying to branch out a little bit more out of my shell.
I had a metal phase, you know, classic rock. I've gone through it all. And like, I still enjoy everything. It's like I go through phases where I'm like deep into it.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite artists is Gregory Alan Isakoff, who's like a singer songwriter, like just acoustic guitar style thing. Like I love it all.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up on like 80s rock and stuff. Yeah, with my dad. So I love it all, man. Sports geek, is Demoy Kennedy healthy to play in practice right now? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't imagine so. They said season-ending injury, so, I mean, use your imagination.
Yeah.
Next question.
A lot of questions about what exactly his injury is.
Yep. From Adrian, when will Cormani get on campus? I'm assuming after he graduates high school and enrolls for the next semester, so sometime in the summer. Yep. Yeah.
A lot of these guys, like, literally graduate. Sometimes when they, you know, some schools will do, like, you have your last class one day, but then, like, graduation isn't for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys will pack it up after that last class, come onto campus, go back for their graduation, and then come back. But otherwise, it's, like, the day after they graduate, like, there's no more summer.
Right.
They just come straight out and get to work.
Yep. You're going to need it this year, too. Gavin with the super chat. PFM proved that once you move to Colorado, you fall in love and never leave. Amen, brother.
It's really true. Mm-hmm. It's really true. And it's happening at a crazy rate, not just with famous people.
Yeah. But yeah, Coach Prime, the latest example of that for sure. E-Love, did you know that Lil Wayne owns a sports agency where he signs athletes? I'm not surprised by that, but I did not know that.
I did not. Jay-Z style.
Yep. Do we have the name of the agency by chance? So that I can do some homework.
I'm sure we'll figure it out soon.
Ivy League Mac, was the press conference standing room only today? No, it was actually a lot less packed.
Well, so last time they just let like donors, fans, anyone, friends and family.
It was all hype. Yeah.
Yeah. Players, coaches. There were so many people in there. Today it was mostly just media.
Mm-hmm.
And it was packed. You know, there was no open seats for sure, but not standing room only.
Yeah. I mean, the introductory press conference is just, that's just a legendary one.
Walking into that room and just the buzz in there was electric. Was insane.
Yep. Maybe we get one of those after a big win, maybe in December or January, one of these coming years.
Yep. Gerald says, Des Moines was a 5-star out of high school. Why the drop to 4-star?
I thought he was a 4-star according to 247.
Maybe he had a Cormani on 3 situation.
Maybe. Yeah, the 4-star recruit, 39th in the nation, 3rd inside linebacker in the 2020 class. So
okay. 3rd inside linebacker.
Yeah, 3rd inside linebacker. 4-star 247 composite, too. So
okay. Beast, nonetheless.
Oh, my goodness. A super chat from Antonio. Hit the like, and let's break the like record. I'm a fan transfer to the Buffs. Here to show some love. We appreciate you, Antonio, so much.
Thanks. Another big transfer for the Buffs.
Yes, sir. Another
one.
Let's go. We ain't done yet, either. I swear, TV, you see Jeremiah Brown working out. That man is a monster. The boys are grinding.
Yes, they are. I'm telling you, they feel it.
They do.
There's just something different when you feel that big things are happening.
Yep.
And I think every player knows that if they take a rep off here and there, if they take, you know, a day off here and there, they're just going to fall behind because everyone else feels it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so dialed in, so locked in. It's a special thing. Like, everyone can feel what's happening.
Oh yeah.
And you can just feel it when you're just in Boulder, period.
Oh yeah.
There's just a buzz. I talked about how for the first time ever I'm hearing like kids in high school, not first time ever, first time in a long time, hearing kids in high school talk about the Buffs. You know, Allie's little brother goes to see you. They're all talking about, oh, we gotta take a fifth year so we can be around for Coach Prime. Like, there's just a buzz everywhere. And the players can definitely feel it too. And they're also feeling the fact that they are attempting to recruit over you at every second of the day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you got to stave off whoever they bring in.
Yeah, that's a great comment from Ed Darby right there. I like how Coach Prime said this is just a pause. After spring, guys will be leaving. I think he's going to limit practice snaps for some players and they will leave. I don't know about limiting snaps, but guys are going to figure out who's going to be on the field and who won't be on the field.
Most certainly.
But it is certainly a pause. I truly believe him when he says they're not done and that they're going to be working this portal pretty hard.
Yeah, got to get rid of 10, maybe 20 more to open up spots.
I believe we're still at 94 official Scullies right now. Elfriddy, now do you think Coach Prime with all the SEC coaches is putting a team to compete with Georgia and Alabama or just the Pac-12?
I don't think he's looking at anyone.
That's a great point.
I think he is saying, give me the best players we can possibly get.
Yep.
And let's beat everyone.
Yep.
But I don't think he's saying, like, I want to get a team to compete with Georgia or Bama. I just think he's saying, I need the best players who fit what we do here. And we're going to win, and we're going to win big once we get them.
Yep. Even some of the questions that he was asked today, they were kind of asking about, you know, ceiling, kind of where does this program fit in? And he's like, nah, like, we're just doing our thing here. I'm just me doing me. Same with his coaches, and that's what he expects out of the players too. So,
absolutely.
Nicholas, do you guys think Xavier Weaver will come soon? I don't know, man.
I hope.
we'll see. Yeah. I mean, I still think they're trying to go after like a big wide receiver like that. Weaver only 6'1", 170, but they were trying to get Broden. They were trying to get Tesla. Like,
yep.
They were trying to get a veteran type at least.
Kind of opened some old wounds for me. I liked both of those guys so much.
Sorry. It's all right. when is Rob J hitting the portal?
You ask him.
Yep, ask him.
I will say, I promised him I would. I had one happy thought for Rob J about the Chiefs winning.
Yeah, man. I saw his picture after the game, and I was like, we should talk about this. And then you're like, I don't want to. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to either. So
I gave it like one. I was like, oh, good for Rob.
Yep.
That's it.
I don't even think I liked the tweet just because I can't bring myself to do that. Just goddamn Chiefs. Angela with a question. Jake and RK, we'll see you. Let you guys do a podcast from the CU campus. CU has a lot of nice spots to do a podcast from. They do have a lot of great spots to do a podcast from.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. We have some great relationships up there. I think they actually understand and appreciate what we do, which can't be said for all organizations.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we'll have some opportunities to create some really cool content up in Boulder.
Yep. Off season's young. We'll figure it all out.
Definitely.
Jay asking, guys, how did the room feel? How is it different from previous years? Jake, were you nervous or excited to ask your question? Actually, no. I feel like in the zone now with Coach Prime
Let's
and everything.
Go.
The introductory one, I was just like,
yeah.
It was like, wow, this is actually happening kind of stuff. When I met with him with the lunch meeting, that's when it kind of was like, all right, this is just another coach, you know, just doing the same thing. And now it's just, I mean, it's every day now. So it is what it is.
The room, I don't know. It's so interesting with media, and I often try to remove myself from that label because I think it can be a little ridiculous sometimes. But I think not everyone, for sure. I think certain people are, what's the word I'm looking for? Not quite sold. And so I could feel some like...
Yeah.
Trying to feel out Coach Prime to see, like, is this guy for real or not?
Yep.
Which I just think is funny because all like, obviously you and I are in this daily.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we just know, like,
yeah,
he's the truth. This exactly. is for real.
Yep.
And I don't know. What happens is you bring in these people who helicopter in 3 times a year and they're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Well, who's this Coach Prime guy? Is he the real deal? Yep. It's like, get out of here, man.
Yeah, definitely got that vibe too from some of the questions.
Yeah.
Yep. Next one, another super chat from Danny. Another transfer here. Love what you're doing, SCO Buffs. Welcome, Danny.
Let's go. The portal has been great to us.
It has been. And it's still open, by the way, for us at least. How many different combinations of uniforms will Colorado have for 2023? I think we answered this question a while back. What did we set the over under at? Like 6.5?
6.5 different what?
Combinations. Tops?
Well, just combinations, and you have to start multiplying.
That's
and
it true.
Gets exponential. I'll tell you this. I think they get it done in the end, but I have heard that it might not happen as fast as they want.
Okay.
It to.
Okay.
So, like I said, this is one where I'm not underestimating Coach Prime.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Coach Prime says, I want it this year, it's happening this year, but I think there might be some hurdles that they're having to clear.
Yeah.
And I don't think it has anything to do with the university, for what it's worth.
On the Nike topic, though, Smoke Andretti asked, did you guys hear Coach Prime say that Prime Nike gear is returning?
I didn't hear that either. We need those Air Max Primes.
Yep.
Need those back ASAP.
Yes, sir. Bucky's been posting stuff like old, like Colorado Buff starter jackets and stuff.
I know. I wish I could share my collection, but it's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. Secret. Top secret. Stoney is with another super chat. Did y'all make it on today's well-off video, or did Bucky not have the camera rolling when y'all met? Darius was holding a camera.
The cameras were not rolling.
No.
I don't think we're in the video.
Bucky was moving with some haste today.
He was. He was flying around.
Yep.
Maybe we'll make it in when they come here.
I was video recorded when we met, and I've been waiting for it to come to pop up, and it hasn't. I don't think it's going to.
That's funny.
When is Pac-12 Media Day, spring or fall, from I Swear TV? When is Pac-12 Media
Summer.
Day usually? Like?
So, like, July.
Okay.
I think.
No, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that yet. All things that will get handled as we move through this offseason. Anything else, Alyssa? You can throw Jamel's question up. Did you see the CU helmet with the Ralphie horns?
Yes. Well, the Buffs have worn that one.
Mm-hmm.
They've worn a silver with black horns on it as like a throwback because they actually had it way back when.
Right.
Man, I should go look. Somewhere on our old website, I did a whole like deep dive into the history of the uniforms and the logos and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, I'm in for the at least one Ralphie horn helmet.
Mm-hmm. We'll be tight. We just need different kind of helmet variations, though. Any and all of them I'm open for.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that like you can do on a whim.
Right.
You can
right.
just crank in helmets at the college level as much as you want.
Yep.
Just like the one that they did last year, the Cliff Mealy
yep.
one.
The CU one?
Yep.
Yep. Great helmet, too.
Or Cliff Branch.
Cliff Branch, yes, sir. 306 likes today. How about that?
Let's go. Didn't even have to ask once.
Didn't even have to ask.
People always come through for us.
Club Shay Shay said it'll be aired during the next Amazon Prime special. I don't think it's showing up. I was talking about Rob J when they were videotaping me. So if there's ever a Rob J, like, it would have happened already, I feel like.
I think it's on the cutting room floor,
it
my
is,
guy.
It is, yeah. It's all right. We'll have more opportunities.
Absolutely.
All righty.
Oh, I like this one. A good one to finish on. What Colorado player will be the best underdog player of the year in 2023?
Mm.
See, this is where I think I put in Trevor Woods. Because
Montana Lamonius Craig.
Yeah, Montana's a good option too. Maybe even Jordan Tyson as a comeback player if he can actually get back and get on the field next year. But I'm going to put Trevor Woods in because I think a lot of people out there are doubting Trevor Woods.
Yep.
And I think the second that Coach Prime sees Trevor Woods really play, he's going to say, oh, that's a dog.
Yeah. How about Nico Reed too? So many corners coming in through the portal. Cormani Travis, of course. How about Nico Reed to just ball out and go, hey, I'm still here, you know?
Someone said, when you watch the Lil Wayne video, listen closely when they walk past the uniforms. Always little Easter eggs in these videos.
I love
it. You got to be on 10.
I love it. There it is, guys. That's our signing day show.
Hell of a day.
Not bad.
It's been a hell of a run up to signing day, and the Buffs got better today again.
Yes. Yes, they did. So barring any more Broncos breaking news or Nuggets breaking news, 3 p.m. tomorrow, I think, is when we're going to be live. So
yes, back at 3 in our rightful spot.
Yep. We'll see you guys then. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.